So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Chaf Tes continues. Chol Yois Pesecha Shabbos Makdimin L'Sha'avar U'Mafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a weekday, then we read Parshas Shkolim the previous Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos we do not read any of the Dal Parshiyos. The Gemara discusses a specific scenario. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yois Be'erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar fell on Friday, Rav Amar Makdimin the Imkein Batzil Hu Yoimei Shulchanos. We read Parshas Shkolim on the previous Shabbos, or else we would have less than 2 weeks until the money changers are ready to help with the donations. However, Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin, we push it off to the following Shabbos, because Chameser B'mali Shabbat or Miklov, Shulchanis Lo Nafki Ad Chad B'Shabbat. The 15th will be on a Shabbos, and the money changers will anyway delay until Sunday, so we have the full 2 weeks. Therefore, it's better to read it the following week, immediately preceding Parshas Zachar. The Mishnah continues. B'shniya Zachar. The second Shabbos of Adar, we read Parshas Zachar. The Gemara discusses Purim Shechol Yois Be'erev Shabbos. If Purim fell on a Friday, Rav Amar Makdimin Parshas Zachar Ki Heichi Diloy Tiktoi Masiel Zechira. We read Parshas Zachar the previous week so that we remember the war against Amalek before fulfilling the mitzvahs of Purim, as the pasuk says, V'hayom Ho'ele Nizkarim V'Nasim. Nizkarim before Nasim. However, Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin, we push it off to the Shabbos after Purim because Kivan de Ikam Ukafen de Avdi Bechamesar Asiya Uzechira Bahadi Adadika Asyon. Since the walled cities read on the 15th, the performance of the mitzvahs and the Zechira are performed simultaneously. The Gemara discusses Chaliyos B'Shabbos Atzma. If Purim falls on Shabbos, Amar Avhuna L'Divrei HaKoyel Ein Makdimin. Everyone agrees that we read that day. However, Rav Nachman Amar Adayin Hi Machlokes. Rav Shmuel disagree in this case as well. The Mishnah continues. Bashlishis Parah Aduma. The third Shabbos we read Parshas Parah. And the Gemara explains, Ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan Be'emta Shabbos, Kol Shesmucha L'Purim Achreo. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on a weekday and Parshat Chodesh is read the Shabbos before it, then Parshas Parah is the Shabbos before that, which is the Shabbos after Purim. But if Ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos, Shabbos Asmucha L'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on a Shabbos, and Parshat Chodesh is read that Shabbos, then Parshas Parah is read on the preceding Shabbos, which is not the Shabbos immediately after Purim. The Mishnah continues, Baravias HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. The fourth Shabbos we read Parshas HaChodesh. And the Braisa explains, Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lies Pesoichav Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. This refers to the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, regardless of when Rosh Chodesh falls, even on Friday. The Mishnah continues, B'chamishis Chayzrin L'Kesidron. The fifth Shabbos, we return to the usual Torah portion. The Gemara cites a machlokes whether L'Seder Parshas Hu Chayzer, since we read the Dal Parshas instead of the usual Torah reading, so once we conclude the Dal Parshas, we return to the usual order of Parshas, or L'Seder Haftaris Hu Chayzer, since even during Adar we read the usual Torah portion, and we only change the reading of Maftar and Haftarah. So once we conclude the Dal Parshias, we return to the usual reading of the Haftaris. Rashi summarizes the different possibilities of the order of the Dal Parshias during Adar by listing the dates when we might skip a Shabbos during the Dal Parshias. 1. Zayin Tesvav, 7:15. If Rosh Chodesh falls on the 7th day on Shabbos, then that Shabbos is Parshas Shkolim, the next Shabbos is Parshas Zachar, and the third Shabbos, which is the 15th of Adar, is not one of the Parshias. 2. Beis Vav, 2:6. If Rosh Chodesh is on Monday, then the previous Shabbos is Parshas Shkolim, and the following Shabbos, which is the 6th of Adar, is not one of the Parshias, and we resume with Parshas Zachar the following Shabbos, the day before Purim. 3. Dalet Dalet, 4:4. If Rosh Chodesh is on a Wednesday, we follow the same pattern, and the next Shabbos, which is the 4th of Adar, is not one of the Parshiyos. 4. Vav Beis Yud Vav, 6:2:16. If Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, then the previous Shabbos is Parshas Shkolim, and that Shabbos, which is the 2nd, we skip. The next Shabbos is then Parshas Zachar, and the following Shabbos, which is the 16th of Adar, we skip again. The Mishnah concludes, L'Koel Mafsikin, we interrupt the usual Torah reading for all occasions. B'Rosh Chodashim, B'Chanukah, B'Purim, B'Tainiyos, U'B'Ma'amadois, U'V'Yoyim HaKippurim.